Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. This episode is going to be about reading, because that's what I've been passionate about recently. And so I would like to give you a couple tools and also my system for reading as much as possible. So I really like the Pomodoro method. It is the idea that you put on a timer and then you take a 5 or 10 minute break in between about 25 minute increments. You can obviously change the timer to whatever system that you want. Sometimes people online do like 40 minutes and then 10 minutes, or they do like 50 minutes and 10 minutes. But for me, what I've found is, since I have ADD, I can't really focus for more than 25 minutes unless I'm really interested in it. And even then, it gets a little dicey, especially, I don't know, like at the 22 minute mark I can completely focus and for that long, and then I start thinking about other things even when I'm reading. And so I use the Pomodoro method to read as much as possible. What I've been doing is for example, I have an app called Forest. It's a little corny, but it grows a tree while I have the timer on, and then I can see my progress over time. And I've been averaging about 180 minutes to 240 minutes of purely focused time of reading and studying every single day. And I'm trying to get that number up. I'm trying to get it up to, I don't know, about 350, 400. Little progress though. So what this allows me to do is basically I will read for 25 minutes in my really comfy chair. I'll have my blanket on. I'll be sipping coffee or water or whatever the case is. And then I will be purely focused on the book. I will be listening to binaural tones so that I can remember the book easier. And just get really involved in the book. And the binaural tones are playing and I have my timer on. And the timer will make a non-intrusive sound, and I will know that it's time for me to take a break. I'll get up, I'll use the restroom, or I will stretch, but generally I try to do one set of a workout. Usually it's about 40 push-ups and 33 crunches and 25 squats. And I just try to do a set like that, and it gets my blood moving. And then I go back to doing what I was doing. What I usually do is I like to read for an hour but with the breaks. And then I like to do real estate school for an hour. And then I like to do coding for an hour. And what that translates to is about 50 minutes of focus time every hour and 15 minutes. It feels really good to do it this way, because I get to remember more and I stay more focused. And sometimes when I'm studying real estate or I'm studying coding, I will look at my timer and be like, oh, 4 minutes left. Okay, I can just finish this section, just finish this, just keep going. And it's a motivation. It's when I wasn't using this system, it was kind of like I would just like give up at that specific point when I would look at the timer. Instead of like keeping myself like, oh yeah, I only have 3 more minutes, I only have 4 more minutes, I would just stop at that point. And that's why I really like the Pomodoro method. So I'll give you a little bit of the way that I've been reading. When I drive, I listen to an audiobook. When I'm at home, I like reading paperback books. And when I'm on the go outside, or I go on my walks and I find somewhere to sit, I read in a PDF reader called Zodo, or I don't really know how to pronounce it because it has an X, but it's X-O-D-O. And the lovely thing about this tool has a reading mode that essentially makes the PDF into a scrollable document. And then I turn the font up so that it's almost as good as Kindle, I would say. But I can essentially make it so that I'm scrolling continually, and I can read really, really quickly this way. Actually, I think I can read about 20%, when I measured it. I don't know if I measured it accurately, but I can read about 20% faster than most of the books that I've been reading in paper form, though I really like holding books, so it's kind of a love of mine to feel the pages and stuff, but it does make you read a little bit slower. The benefit, I think, and the reason that I read a little bit faster in this PDF viewer mode is because there's this idea that when you follow something, when you follow the words with something, so like a pencil or a stick or whatever, when you have some context, when you're not like looking at an entire page of words and you have some context like a pointer, it actually makes you read a lot faster because you're not like looking peripherally at the whole page. You're looking at specifically that one point. Actually, one of my inventions I want to invent is like a little like laser that goes on your head and just follows the words for when you actually are reading like a physical book. I'm not sure if that exists, but I would love one. So yeah, and then what I do with this PDF reader is that I download PDFs because pretty much every book is available in PDF form online. But then I also on every web page, because I go on Reddit a lot and it links to different articles, and it's kind of a pain to read the articles on the website because there's like pop-ups or whatever. Sometimes I use Show Simplified mode on Chrome or Brave or whatever, and or but I like printing it. So like when you can essentially go to any web page and press print, and then it'll like ask you if you want to use this printer, or it'll say save as PDF. And then I save as PDF and I import it into Zotto, and then I can read the article really nicely and get it done really quickly. And then I have them saved in different, I favorite them, and I have different folders in Zotto that make it so it's really easy for me to remember them, and I can highlight in there. And yeah, it's just been a joy for me to be consuming this much knowledge. And what I've discovered is basically that curiosity is what knowledge is. Like, Albert Einstein he might have had like one of the highest IQs, but also he was one of the most curious people ever. He would continually think about his ideas, and he would continually join opposite ideas together and make new ones. And that's basically what intelligence is constantly absorbing new things. And by constantly absorbing new things, you have to go find things, unless you have someone really cool that just like constantly gives you material. But I would say that it's about finding things to consume, and then consuming them. But then also, as you go along, you will consume, say, two opposite ideas and then join them together. And that's what really smart people do, is just they are able to take opposite ideas or take little pieces from different things and join them together. So I would implore you to find systems that help you consume knowledge, because this has been the biggest joy in my life, and I will never stop. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Take care.